Back in the No Panic Zone, and at the conversation we go with Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. His last and latest book, Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. But today we take a different tact. We take a closer look at the election and Joe Biden trying to bribe voters with student loan forgiveness, which I think, you know, buying votes, no matter how you look at it, should be illegal. But it gets done all the time, doctor, doesn't it?
Right. Well, I mean, I guess it's pretty hard to just go and say this is a policy thing versus, you know, an explicit vote buying. But, I mean, you have some students that have over $100,000 in student loan debt. And, you know, if you promise to, if you vote for Biden, he'll forgive that debt for you and you won't have to pay it back. So, you know, that's a pretty strong incentive for some people to go and vote for a particular candidate. A lot of young people are going to do that as a result.
I agree with that, you know, but here's the thing. It's awfully attractive if you've got $50,000 or $100,000 in student debt. I mean, when I went to college, if I signed the student loan papers, which I did a couple of times, it was my responsibility to make sure that I was pursuing my studies or understood that it was my responsibility to pay that back. Now, college has gotten more expensive, I realize, but it happened when the United States government took over the majority of loans and universities got more expensive and so forth. But is it still ultimately the student's responsibility to go to school? And if you get some sort of a degree that's not going to get you a job, isn't that on you?
Right. Well, I mean, it used to be that banks which handled these loans would go and say at some point, look, we think you're going to have problems paying back these loans. You know, they would warn the student, and at some point they would say, you know, we don't think we should keep giving you additional loans unless you can kind of explain how you're going to be paying these back. But during the beginning of the Obama administration, the government took over the loan process that was there. And now they pretty much give people loans as much as they want to take out. And so we've had an explosion in terms of the amount of loans that are giving out and the amount of debt that people have. I mean, it's really grown tremendously. And obviously we've had a lot more problems with students finding now that they don't have or are having difficulty paying back the loans.
Well, sure, and that's part of it, isn't it? But here, you know, and I look all the way back, and maybe I'm going too far back with this, doctor, but I look all the way back to, you know, the New Deal, which has evolved into something that is used by political parties and politicians, mostly the Democrats, every single cycle. It's being used again this time, whether it's health care or Social Security or Medicare. Pick your government program. If you vote for the other guy, man, they're going to take that away from you. Vote for me and I'll give you more. Vote for me and I'll raise your Social Security. Vote for me, I'll give you Medicare for all. Isn't that all buying votes?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And it's a problem that you see in other countries. I mean, I've kind of asked myself, how did a country like Venezuela end up the way it did? I mean, here it was you know, the wealthiest country by far in South America, and now it's the poorest. How did that change? You know, people can't even get toilet paper or are starving there. What changed? Well, you had Hugo Chavez go and run for president, and he promised people all sorts of wonderful free things when he ran, and he got enough votes by promising people enough free things. And in some sense, you know, you go and listen to the current political debate, it reminds me of a fair amount of the types of promises of free things that allowed Hugo Chavez to run. And, of course, what ended up destroying the country that they have there. But, you know, even short of destroying a country, you have lots of kind of unintended consequences, I think, for this. So if Biden is going to be offering free college for people if he wins, you know, what does that do to people's desire to go and save money? You know, I know in my case, we saved up for years for my kids before they went to college because we didn't want to take out student loans.
Right.
We didn't want the kids to have any debt when they graduated from college. And, you know, so we did lots of things like, you know, have, you know, cars that were 15, 16 years old before they finally fell apart. You know, shop at Goodwill and do things like that in order to try to save money so that we didn't have to borrow anything. And, you know, here you have other parents who decide not to save, you know, to go and buy a nicer car, have a nicer home or what have you.
Right.
And go and take out these loans. Now, their behavior essentially is being rewarded. The ones who went and saved up the money, that money's gone. I mean,
that's always the way it is.
If I knew that the loans would be different, we wouldn't have saved. We would have gone and just spent the money on ourselves with nicer vacations or nicer cars or something.
Sure.
Like
I mean, the same thing applies to people that save money and, you know, invest. You know, and you raise taxes on capital gains, for example, all the way up to, you know, 28 or 30%. You know, those that invest and save their money are punished, and those that, you know, frankly, sit on a bar stool and smoke two packs of cigarettes a day end up with the same reward. What's the point of living your life? Because that's when it comes to medical coverage. That's the one thing that really sticks with me is why should I subsidize the bad choices of others? Now, not everybody, you know, some people have bad cards, but a lot of people make bad choices. And that's what the government wants me to pay for, with Medicare for all. And I don't agree with that.
Well, the other thing is, if Biden does do this, it's who's going to get subsidized. I mean, people who go to college tend to be the wealthier people in the country. And you look also at the income, the people who go to places like Michigan State, their median family income is well above $100,000. So kids who go to college tend to come from higher income families, and they tend to be higher income people themselves. So if he wants to give those people free college, you know, who pays for them? Essentially, you end up having it so that poor people who don't tend not to go to college, they end up paying more for people who end up being higher income people. Why should we have that type of subsidy system?
I don't think we should, quite frankly. I don't know where it leads us, Doctor, but I agree with you. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, the latest book, Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Doctor, always appreciate you being here, and I look forward to seeing you next time around. Thank you so much.
All right, great talking to you.
There you have it. Dr. John Lott, everybody. Again, it's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. A whole variety of books, but other things to talk about. It's called Common Sense. Common Sense, and you can find out more about his writings and his thoughts, again, at crimeresearch.org. You're listening to the Steve Gruber Show. You are in the middle of the No Panic Zone.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.